My name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 5th of August 2009 at 22:15. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
Yes, my name is Darren Anderson. I was born on the 10th of April 1982 and I'm originally from Australia.
When did you come over to the UK?
2003.
And what brought you over?
It had so much more to offer, I think, culturally than what Australia did.
Where are you from in Australia?
A place called Bundaberg, which is on the east coast in Queensland.
Is that where the ginger beer comes from?
Yes, that's right.
And where are you living in the UK?
I live in Stoke Newington in London.
And how is your life compared here in London to the one you had in Australia?
I love it. To be honest, I was a student in Australia, so I don't really know what it's like to live there as an adult, I guess, but I love living here.
And do you think you'll stay here?
Indefinitely, yes.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth tonight?
I'm really excited, and I'm just looking forward to, figuring out what it's like to be up there.
Do you have any expectations about what it will be like up there?
I'm sure like adrenaline will kick in, and I think the duration of an hour will be a nice time to kind of hone in and by the end be in a bit of a groove of what it is that I will be doing, whatever that may be.
Do you not know what you'll be doing yet?
No, I'm trying to, I'm doing an improvisation based on pieces of suggestions that friends have suggested that I do. I'm a dancer, so it'll be loosely based around dancing or theatre.
Okay, so it's a dance piece based on things that people have told you. What kinds of things have people told you, asked you to do?
I've been asked to reference Trisha Brown, Nigel Charnock, who's a choreographer that I've been working with, and then there's things that I will also do in my own repertoire of dances that I've been involved in, and then things like moonwalking and stuff, which I don't know whether I will do or not.
Have you had a lot of time to think about it then? Have you had any ideas about what you'll do?
I just sent out an email and wanted to hear back from people, and then they got back to me and offered these suggestions, and I've written them down on a piece of paper that I'll take up with me. And other than that, my initial thought was to do like a curriculum or a CV kind of presentation of my life or the things that I've done as a dancer to this point, so maybe that will come up in it also, and I can just pull it out of the bag, it'll be fine.
So would that be more dancing or would you talk me that?
I think a mixture of both, definitely, because I know it looks quite deep up there, but I don't think there's much width, so I guess I'll see how much I can actually do up there.
And how did you come up with that idea?
A friend suggested the emailing people and the CV idea of like doing everything that I had done previous was I just came up with, because I was thinking about what I do, because I don't really want to go up there and dance, so that was a good way of kind of having a laugh and presenting something that's might be interesting to watch.
So did you study dance?
Yes. Yeah, I did a 3-year degree and then an honours year in Australia.
And have you come over to work in that as well? Have you worked as a dancer?
Yeah, I've worked as a dancer for a few different companies. One based in Sheffield. I've worked in Cardiff and then some London-based companies.
Is it a specific dance?
Contemporary. So like, modern contemporary.
And what do you hope happens when you get up on the plinth?
I just hope that I'll enjoy it and try to savour the adrenaline, I think, is what I'm intrigued by, or how my mind is going to react to the situation. Because in the current show that I'm in, we have a 3-minute improvisation where we can do whatever we like in this show. So giving myself an hour on a plinth in Trafalgar Square is something else.
Are you quite used to improvising then?
Yes, I think, like we do a lot of it in our shows or in our work and warming up and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I've done it a lot, but not ever in a live situation where it's being essentially performed.
Did you have any other ideas about what you might do, or did you always know you would dance in some way?
I always knew that it would be a performance of sorts, I guess. Because, yeah, I've got friends who, yeah, just say, yeah, it's quite clear that you're a dancer or you're a performer. So I just knew it would be something along those lines.
Do you do other kinds of performance other than dance?
Some of the shows that I've done have involved, like, text and theatre and stuff. So there's those kind of elements come into the performance also. And then when I was younger, I used to do tap and jazz and all that kind of stuff. So those elements might come in also.
So are you using the plinth as a way of promoting yourself as a dancer or a performer?
No, I haven't really thought about it like that, no. Just as a way, I think, more for myself, to challenge myself and to see what I come up with.
And have you felt pressure to entertain people watching, or would you say that you're doing it more for yourself?
More for myself, because, yeah, I want people to be, or at least be intrigued by it and have seen something that they necessarily haven't already seen. So that was, yeah, that's a goal of mine.
And how did you first hear about the project and decide to apply?
I heard about it months and months ago, like when it was one of the first proposals of with the other different things that I can't even remember what they were. But I just remember thinking, oh, that sounds really interesting. And then when it was chosen, I just applied as soon as it was available, and I missed out on the first round of people and then got in the second round, and I was just really happy that I just thought the worst thing is that I won't get to do it, so I might as well enter. Yeah.
And how have people reacted when you've told them about what you're doing?
Everyone's been really impressed, yeah, and like everyone's watching it online or come along, but it's quite late, so I'm not really harping for them to come along. If they watch it, that's fine, but I'm sure I'll be able to tell them about or show them pictures.
Have you followed the project online at all?
I've been like dropping in and out of like checking and seeing different things that have been online, yeah.
And what have you thought of some of the things you've seen?
I've enjoyed going on really late when like people just look a bit lost or just a little bit strange, and there's something about this kind of, it's a bit like limbo land or something. It's a bit kind of hesitant, which, I don't know. Yeah, I think I want to try to be more decisive and shift that kind of state that happens up there.
And would you say you've got an interest in the arts generally?
Yeah, I think, definitely, yeah.
What kinds of things do you do or participate in?
Like art and going to galleries or going and like participating in like public art and all that kind of stuff, and like there's different things, like William Forsyth had an amazing sphere, like all these balloons near King's Cross, which was just in like those kind of like exhibitions that where you're kind of enveloped in the whole surrounding, I find really interesting, and it's the kind of feelings it invokes is very different to like going and looking at something that's on the wall. So I kind of, like, I enjoy both, like, being surrounded by something and then being, observing something too, which is nice. And then seeing dance and theatre is great.
Would you say that this is art?
Yes, definitely.
And what does it mean to you to be a part of the project and one of 2,400 people taking part?
I feel really lucky, like, to have been picked randomly, and I think I'm just really glad to have had my chance to get up on the plinth and try and do something different that mightn't have already been done.
One of the things that we're asking everyone to help us get an idea of the people going up on the plinth is, what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment? Would you mind telling us?
I think a high quality of work. I really enjoy the dance company, that I work with at the moment. It's a integrated dance company, so we work with disabled and non-disabled dancers, and that I find is great way of working, and I really enjoy that and the opportunities it brings to tour and work in different inclusive ways, because at the end of the day everybody is the same, and I think it's just really much more enjoyable to be in that kind of environment. And then I just enjoy going on holidays and like spending time with friends, and like reading and watching box sets of DVDs in a couple of days, that kind of stuff. And just being up to date too, and like being in touch with the world that we live in.
Is the work that you're doing at the moment and the inclusive projects that you're working on, is that something fairly new to you, or something that, is it something you've discovered recently?
I've been with this company for just over a year and a half now, and like it wasn't the first time I'd heard of inclusive practice, but it was something that I was interested in, and I've always felt like the dance work that I had done before had been on the boundaries of, well, what is it to dance, and that's what Kanduko do, is like it challenges the notions of what it is to dance. So I've found like I've worked in those kind of, on the outskirts of those kind of areas, and then just seemed like a natural progression, and I've really enjoyed it.
Has it given you a different perspective on dance and the people that you work with, or not?
I think like I've always known that I've been interested in pushing the boundaries or challenging myself, and then audiences, I think, is where the real challenge lies. So if we can go out and alter people in the audience of what is dance or what isn't dance, or for them just to have a reaction, I think is great. So I was already quite aware of that, but just to be able to do it and tour around and work with a great bunch of people is really good.
So do you get the opportunity to move around a lot with your work?
We tour around the UK a lot and internationally, and we do different projects where we do workshops in different countries or workshops within the UK, so there's lots of different stuff there. Yeah, there's like the education program's really big, and we try to cover everything from primary to professionals within the communities, and then going to different communities within the UK. So it's quite broad. The education program's massive. Yeah.
Do you get to go back to Australia much?
No, I've been here for almost four years, and I've been back once. I don't really like it. No.
You don't see yourself going back there?
No, and I don't really see myself as Australian either.
Do you view yourself as a British citizen?
Yeah, and now I have to do this stupid points thing, which is just ludicrous.
Is that to be able to stay, or is
that like to get a British passport eventually, I will need to participate in this points system thing.
Is it important to you to become a British citizen and to be able to stay here?
Yes, because like, I see myself as living in Europe, and having a British passport allows me to, when my work here is, I've had enough work here, I want to be able to work in Europe, so that's much easier than having an Australian passport.
And did you always want to come to the UK, or was it?
I think so. I've always just known that it wasn't the right place for me, and once I got here it just felt right.
Have you been able to live anywhere else, or did you?
I've spent like a month in Paris before I came to London, and that was incredible because it's the height of Europe, and it's just amazing. But my lack of French and all that kind of stuff made it like much easier just to feel more comfortable in London. But I can definitely see myself living somewhere where I have to learn the language and deal with all those issues.
How would you summarise your experience of the project since you first applied into this moment, half an hour before you're about to
I've been really excited. I've had nights where I've just been going over in my head what I could do or what I might do, and I've enjoyed hearing back from people, and I heard from my nana who wants me to give her a wave and things like that. I find it really nice, so it's been really good. The website, having the profile on the website and being able to check that and speaking with everyone, it's been really clear and quite easy, yeah.
And are you feeling any different now to how you were when you before you came or when you first arrived? How are you feeling before going up?
I had a bit of a rush just before, but I've calmed down again now. But I'm sure I'll get another rush when I'm on the cherry picker.
Okay, great. Well, have a great hour.
Thank you.
Thank you.